This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few MMA scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and all, of course, all you good guys and girls out there across, as Rush Limbaugh says, the fruited plain. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in listening for the velvet voice of Bradley Dean, he's not here today. He is doing ministry up north. He is with the Yankees up there. Bradley is a Yankee, but he is a good old Southern boy at heart, I'm going to tell you. And I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. For Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. And I'll be filling in for Bradley today live from the U.S.-occupied great state of South Carolina. Yes, we were the ones who indulged ourselves in secession. I know you've been told it was all about slavery. It wasn't. It was about a usurpation of the Constitution. It was about an infringement upon people's rights. Yes, there were issues of slavery. I'm not denying some of that's there. But South Carolina is a great state. So thankful to God that I was born here. I did not make a choice to do that, but God in His providence put me here. If you'd like to check us out online, we're at sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. And just so you know, we're going to be talking about in this hour, after I get through with some introductions, we're going to talk about Julian Assange, WikiLeaks, the arrest that happened today there in London, and what that means. Now, some of you are not going to like what I have to say. You're going to think this guy's a traitor. You're going to think he's this, that, and the other because you've been told that in the media through the propaganda of the state-controlled media and I would say bought and paid for it literally by your U.S. government through your tax dollars, through the pushback, the repeal of the Smith-Mundt Act, taking your tax dollars to use against you to propagate you, okay? If you'd like to join in, though, not doing Chinese buffet, we're going to stick on this topic only. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You want to check us out on social media, Facebook, look up Bradley Dean or Sons of Liberty, and also Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean 1 on Twitter if you want to follow him there. Also, I'm getting several messages here, so my brain got off there a little bit. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, okay? Several stories out today. Of course, we have this thing going on in the Midwest where we've already experienced what's called a bomb cyclone, bringing floods to the area. Over a million calves have been killed. This is going to impact your meat supply, people, okay? It's not just calves. It's all kinds of farm animals you derive your pork from, as well as vegetables and those things that are grown. And, you know, I saw a thing years ago where a lady, I think she was up in New York, she was asked, you know, where did these potatoes come from while she was in the grocery store? She says, well, they just bring them in a truck. Had no idea that a farmer has to cut them, get the eyes for the potatoes, plant them in the ground, let them sit in the ground, then harvest them from the ground. Then they get processed and broken down into bags and sold to her in a grocery store. People do not even understand how their food comes to them, to the point now where they are genetically engineering meat. I don't even know how that works. It's not real meat. They call it meat, but it's not meat. You take that to your own demise, and you trust your government over it. It's the FDA, the same FDA that has approved countless drugs that have killed hundreds of thousands of people by their own statistics on their own website. They admit this stuff, yet they're still in business. They're unconstitutional. We shouldn't be funding them. It should be a buyer beware, seeing what you have there. But what we have is a federal government that is bloated, that has gone beyond the constraints of the Constitution. It is far beyond time that men rise up and they stand against a beast. And for you people who recognize that term, who live in the whole last day syndrome, look, read your Bible in the context. Quit playing Bible ping pong like the Jehovah's Witnesses and other people do. Read it in context and see if you really think the last days applies to somewhere out in our future. No, it applied to the first century, the closing of the old covenant, the establishing of the new covenant, as the book of Hebrews says, where King Jesus is ruling and reigning. He is that rock that's cut out without hands, that comes and smashes the image and destroys it, and he fills the whole earth. So if you people are living in the doom and gloom of today, you are reading a different Bible, or you're following a teacher who is not teaching you the Bible. Our King is King Jesus. He is marching on. He is conquering. He is subduing his enemies, 1 Corinthians 15. And he will continue to subdue his enemies either by the gospel or by destroying them, one or the other, 1 Corinthians 15, until the end comes. There's no seven-year period tribulation. All that tribulation stuff was done away with in the first century. Okay, we're following a conquering king. And our main weapons are not our AR-15s or AK-47s, and I'm a gun rights guy, but that's not our weapons. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're mighty through God to tearing down the strongholds, is what we're told by the Apostle Paul. And so that's what we have to use. It's the gospel that we bring to sinners in order to save them from their sins, in order to bring them out of darkness into light, in order to take them from making them the enemies of God to making them his friends and part of his family. That's what we stand for here at the Sons of Liberty. Now, with that said, a couple things at the Sons of Liberty before we go to break, and then we're going to take on this issue regarding Julian Assange, which I think is one of the most, it should be the most important story that we hear today, but you need to hear it from the perspective of the journalist. Real quickly, I've got 30 seconds. Texas activists expose second drag queen story time child sex offender. If you're surprised by that, you shouldn't be. You parents, every time one of these pops up in your city, in your state, you ought to be against this. You ought to be protesting, and you ought to be calling out every member of Congress, a sheriff, a library person, or whatever, as to promoting this kind of stuff. It is your children at stake. All right? We've talked about a bombshell or bomb cyclone over the Midwest. You've got to watch out for that. That's going to impact. That's part of God's judgment in impacting the food supply. We also have House Speaker Pelosi to receive a Profile in Courage Award for being Democrat. One more thing. CBS busted by mom for using image of her vaccine-injured child to falsely claim measles cause injuries. They finally took it down with threat of injury. Stay with us, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. Have you ever wanted to meet Bradley Dean face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball? Well, April 12th through the 14th is your chance. Occupy2019.com. Canton, Ohio, one of the Midwest's premier conferences. Russ Dizdar, Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and others are going to teach you how to get in the game. Occupy2019.com, Canton, Ohio. We'll see you there.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, if you've tuned in listening for Bradley, this is Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Bradley's up north doing some ministry up that way, and so I'm filling in for him today. Hopefully he'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow. Okay. The story out today is that Julian Assange, the co-founder of WikiLeaks, was arrested there in London after the Ecuadorian embassy in London stopped providing asylum to him. Now, this is interesting. If you recall, for many years in the Obama administration, they were claiming, you know, oh, he's leaking national security. Oh, he needs to be arrested. Oh, he's the bad guy. Oh, he's this. And they never would deal with their own criminal actions that Assange and people like Edward Snowden actually exposed. They were violations of our Constitution. Nobody ever got that in the mainstream. And the reason they didn't get it in the mainstream is because they're a state-controlled propaganda outlet. Every one of them. And if you tell me Fox News isn't a part of that, I got some oceanfront property for you in Arizona. They are controlled opposition. Okay? If you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm not going to cite it to you. Do your own history. Do your own digging. Vladimir Lenin. Read his quote on that. Best way to control the opposition is to lead it. And the best way to lead it is to look like you are theirs. This is why you cannot buy into what a man says. You must look at what he does. The Apostle James spoke about this. He says, don't look at what I'm... Read James chapter 2. If a man says this, but he does this, if he says this, but he does this, and James was one who said, look, faith without works is dead. Not faith without words, faith without works is dead. And so that's what I'm pointing you to. If you can't figure that out, you need a little study both in the scriptures and in your history. All right, so he was arrested today He was not only taken before a magistrate's course in Britain, and look, the quote-unquote justice in the British system is very, very swift, okay? If you don't remember, read the story on Tommy Robinson. I mean, good night, this guy didn't even get a chance to be heard, and he was already, you know, sentenced. The same thing has happened here with Julian Assange. In fact, it's coming from Ecuador was a country that actually offered him citizenship. They've been providing him asylum for a number of years. And yet all of a sudden we're to believe, okay, they're not going to do that. Then you have the people of London actually going into the embassy. Now, the embassy is considered Ecuadorian soil. What in the world are the people of London doing in the Ecuadorian embassy arresting Julian Assange? However, we already know from text that came out last week with WikiLeaks, a high-level source within the Ecuadorian state has told WikiLeaks that Julian Assange will be expelled within hours to days using the INA papers offshore scandal as a pretext, and that it already has an agreement with the UK for his arrest. Okay, that was on April the 4th. The UK government is just as corrupt as the United States government. You people have to come to grips with that. And you say, well, I know it. It's the deep state. It's not Trump. People who can see me on the video on my Facebook page will see me roll my eyes, okay? Because if you think like that, you are the stupid and willfully stupid people that they are counting on to get behind a person who is leading you along the way to infringe more upon your rights. I've already talked about red flag laws. President Trump's on that. Universal health care, President Trump's on that. Banning your bump stocks, President Trump's on that. Other things that he's leaving off, like prosecuting the real criminals, like Hillary Clinton, which he promised you people. He promised you that. He looked you in the eye while he was campaigning to be president and said, I'm going to do this. Hasn't done it yet. He's been in office for 2 years, and I still have people commenting to me. He's building an airtight case. No, he's not. The case has already been built. It was fumbled. It wasn't even fumbled. It was covered up by the FBI and James Comey. We already know that. We have the documents of that. They know exactly what this woman did. She didn't do it because she was stupid. She did it knowingly. Okay? Yet there's no prosecution. But, hey, we'll SWAT team Roger Stone. Right? We'll arrest him. We'll threaten Jerome Corsi. We'll threaten him and say, you've got to admit that you lied, or we're going to come after you. Robert Mueller is no white hat. I don't know what you people buying into the whole QAnon stuff are doing. Yeah, I'm not denying it's kind of fascinating some of this is coming out. But don't you think you people are being played far enough when he starts talking about Hillary doing the perp walk like, what, 1-2 years ago? Have you seen that? No, this lady's out there thinking she might even run for 2020 presidential candidate. So here's the thing. We have WikiLeaks announcing his arrest, possible extradition to the United States. Some people gave me a hard time when I said, you know, Mike Pompeo for CIA director. Well, the first thing out of his mouth was something about Edward Snowden being a traitor. He needed to be brought in, this, that, and the other. As soon as that's said, the guy gives himself away. He has no business in public service at all. Zero. And I don't care who you are. If you're saying that and not dealing with what was exposed by Edward Snowden, you've got a real problem there. You have a real problem because you are defending the actual criminals. You say, well, he shouldn't have got this way. He shouldn't have. Okay, look, we can talk about whether he stayed here, whether he went to somewhere else. How we can talk about all of that all you want to. The fact of the matter is, who was the criminal in all of that? I got to tell you, it is your federal government. And it doesn't matter if it's under Barack Hussein Obama, Satoru Sabarka, the usurper. He was ineligible. Let's be very clear about that. Not one person in the media has discounted what the Constitution has to say about natural-born citizen, about the history of the only person at the time of our founding who defined natural-born citizen. All right? He wrote a book called The Law of Nations. Right, Battelle? He defined natural-born citizen, and so that guy was in the office. We had Republicans like Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz trying to take the office. I know some of you people were probably mad at me for pointing this out. Neither one of them were qualified to take the office according to the Constitution. Okay? And we have all of that going on. And you say, why are you bringing up those things? Those things are history. No, they're still going on because those men still exist. They're still in office. They still want a place, a position of power in that office when they won't do the very thing they're put in office to do. And that is, read Romans 13, people. The person who's in authority, the king in that passage, but it's anybody who's a civil magistrate. Any of these guys, they are there as the ministers of God. And I hear it every time the presidential elections come up. We're not electing a pastor-in-chief. We're electing a commander-in-chief. No, you're not. First of all, you're electing a president. That is not a commander-in-chief. Read your Constitution. You people are so ignorant of this. Read your Constitution. The president, when he takes office, is not automatically the commander-in-chief. He is only the commander-in-chief when the Congress calls up the militia or the military in the service of the United States. Okay? And that has largely to do with militia either enforcing the laws of the Union, or in the case of the military, it is in that of national defense. Okay? Then the president becomes commander-in-chief, not until. Okay? Read your Constitution. So, we have Julian Assange who has outed the past governments. Okay? He has done so with people feeding him information. He is a publisher. He's not the guy stealing documents or retrieving documents or downloading documents. He's the guy who's just presenting them to you to do with whatever you will. And the only people I see really fussing about Julian Assange are either propagandists from the state-controlled media or the governments that are being exposed. Okay? On the other side of the break, we're going to talk about what was the book that Julian Assange was carrying out of the embassy when they drug him out? Because he didn't walk out on his own. Hang on, stay with us.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
My relationship is very good with, as you know, Chairman Kim, and I think that it will go on that way. We'll see.
President Trump characterizing the ongoing negotiations with North Korea on denuclearization. This as the president meets with South Korea's president at the White House on Thursday. The president also reminds the entire Korean peninsula.
I want to extend my warmest wishes to the people of South Korea. And I think indirectly I can truly say I want to extend my warmest wishes to Kim Jong-un.
U.S. lawmakers are looking at President Trump's plan to create a U.S. Space Force. In a Senate hearing on Thursday, U.S. Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson explains that the U.S. is the best in the world in space, and other countries know it.
And they are seeking to develop the capability to deny us the use of space in crisis or in war.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. Stop in today and save during our Spring Black Friday sale and get up to 25% off select Hitachi Power Tools, like a 10-inch compound miter saw for just $99. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/14. See store for details, U.S. only.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in listening for Bradley and his velvety voice on the radio, he'll like that I put that in there. He's up in the northern part of the country. He's up with the Yanks up there and doing some ministry work up there. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. For Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. And also you can catch us at Sons of Liberty Radio. .com. We're talking about the arrest of Julian Assange today. Now, Julian, again, has worked with a number of people. He really has. People that I don't really care for. People like Bradley Manning. I know he goes by the name of Chelsea. He wants you to call him a her, a she. All that gets very confusing to me. He's a boy. He's a guy. Okay. He's just mentally confused. He is in rebellion against God. But that doesn't mean that what he presented was not true, was not factual. And a lot of people say, well, he's a traitor and this, that, and the other. Okay. But he presented crimes that were going on in our government using our military doing that. Nobody, I don't care if they're a veteran. I don't care if they're a member of the military, the member of the press, a member of Congress, or your local dog catcher. Nobody is above the law. Okay? And I don't care if it's a wicked person that points it out. The issue is the law. When are we going to get it through our thick skulls to support the law rather than the cult of personality? You know, when I was younger, there was a song that came out called Cult of Personality. It was number one. Can you remember the group now? Black guys, they were a rock band. They were great. When are we going to get over the thing of the cult of personality and start dealing with the law And I'm talking about God's moral law, not whatever man comes up with that he says is wrong and he wants to fine you for some money for. Okay? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the moral law of God. When are we going to deal with that? There's some interesting things that have come out. Of course, WikiLeaks have been instrumental here in pointing out a lot of issues here. For instance, one of the tweets that they had said, and they had a picture of Julian Assange here. He's a son, he's a father, he's a brother. He's won dozens of journalism awards. Why? Because, well, the guy's never had to retract a single thing he's posted. Nobody can find any problem with him here. Thomas, he's a guy who's watching from Facebook. Guess what? All crimes are hate. You don't commit a crime against another human being out of love, okay? But they're not called hate crimes. They're specific to whatever we do, okay? I mean, that's just the way it is. WikiLeaks points out about Assange. They say he's been nominated for Nobel Peace Prize every year since 2010. Powerful actors, including, listen to this, America, your CIA are engaged in a sophisticated effort to dehumanize, delegitimize, and imprison him. That sounds like kind of what the Nazis did to Jewish people, doesn't it? You know what they did? Yep, they're doing that to this guy too. In fact, we have people from CNN to Fox News commentators from, I think it was like 2 years ago, where I had a montage of this, calling for Julian Assange to get a bullet in the head. These are people in your mainstream media. Some of you continue to support Fox News as though it is God to you. It speaks the gospel truth, and it does not. It is a silver-tongued devil. It is controlled opposition against you. When they headline somebody like Shepard Smith, a flaming sodomite who's been accused of sexual assault, you can bet your bottom dollar they are not on your side. Okay? And they've been pushing the sodomite agenda at least since 2013. Okay? And there's hundreds of pages of documentation on that. All right, so Assange was taken to the Westminster Magistrates Court this afternoon. Now, this was posted earlier this morning, 7:53 a.m. local time, and that would have happened roughly almost at 1 o'clock in the U.K. Okay, he was taken there. He was arrested under a U.S. extradition warrant for conspiracy for publishing classified information revealing war crimes. Here's how the BBC laid it out. At Westminster Magistrates Court on Thursday, he was found guilty of failing to surrender to the court. He now faces U.S. federal conspiracy charges. And by the way, that's one of the most vague things the U.S. can charge somebody with. It's kind of funny, isn't it? The state-controlled media, the one that's getting paid for by the very people who are going after this guy, our government? Aren't they the ones who call many of you listening to me when you talk about what happened in New Zealand, when you talk about what happened at Sandy Hook, when you talk about what happened in Las Vegas, or you pick your, you know, questionable news story that's happened where people's been killed and this, that, and the other? They call you the conspiracy theorist. They're charging him with conspiracy. That must mean they're conspiracy theorists, doesn't it? Right? Because they think he was conspiring with other people to do this. He just published the information. Okay? He now faces these conspiracy charges related to one of the largest ever leaks of government secrets. The UK will decide whether to extradite him in response to allegations by the Department of Justice. And this is the Trump Justice Department people, the same, you know, the same Trump that just praised Julian Assange when he was asking for your vote to be president. Just keep that in mind here. 5 years is what awaits him in a U.S. prison if he's convicted on the charges of conspiracy. That is, if he's extradited. And to commit computer intrusion, which he didn't do. This was something else. He pled not guilty to the 2012 charge of failing to surrender to the court. And that's born out of, if I'm not mistaken, rape charges that have been dropped in Sweden. And I'm just going to tell you, this sounds like the rape charges sounds to me like the same kind of crap that we heard from Christine Blasey Ford and the state-controlled media with Brett Kavanaugh. And no, I was not a supporter of Brett Kavanaugh, but the fact of the matter is I defended him over these charges here. I took him to task on a lot of the other things that he was in support of, and you people have seen it. The first chance he got, he wasn't going to take squat from Planned Parenthood. He wasn't going to rule on it or anything like that. And he betrayed you, all you people that got behind him because the media manipulated you into thinking if he doesn't get confirmed, you're just solidifying the thing that people can make these charges. No, you've got to do what's right. And the issue of what's right is this guy was not qualified to be on the Supreme Court. Okay? Just going to say that about it. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Additionally, the Associated Press sort of elaborated on these charges. Assange is accused of engaging in conspiracy with Manning, that's Bradley Manning, the former U.S. Army analyst, and breaking a password stored on a U.S. Defense Department computer connected to a U.S. government computer network for classified documents and communications. The Justice Department said Manning later transmitted a trove of classified government files to Assange, whose website posted materials to the worldwide audience. Cracking the password allowed Manning to use a different username rather than, they say, her own. It's actually his own. He's a guy, people. I don't know why you people have such a hard time with this. During the conspiracy, Manning and, or that's what they claim is conspiracy, Manning and Assange engaged in real-time discussions regarding Manning's transmission of classified records to Assange. Here's what's interesting about that. The discussions also reflect Assange actively encouraging Manning to provide more information, which is what journalists do, right? We ask for evidence. We ask for information so that we're sure about what we're putting out is true. Okay? He goes on. During the exchange, Manning told Assange that after this upload, that's all I really have got left. To which Assange replied, curious eyes never run dry in my experience. And that's true. We're always looking for more. What's left that hasn't been uncovered? And so he's facing 5 years as a result of that if he is extradited to the U.S. Now, what does his attorney have to say here in the U.S.? We have about a minute left here. Barry J. Pollock, the U.S. attorney for Julian Assange, says, it is bitterly disappointing that a country would allow someone to whom it has extended citizenship and asylum to be arrested in its embassy. It's not just disappointing, Mr. Pollock. It is suspicious. It is suspicious. Ecuador has been housing Assange in there for how long? Years. For several years, many years, and now all of a sudden they're turning him over, London police go in and arrest him? What? Does anybody else see a problem with this picture? First and foremost, we hope that the UK will now give Mr. Assange access to proper health care, which he has been denied for 7 years. And once his health care needs have been addressed, the UK courts will need to resolve what appears to be an unprecedented effort by the United States seeking to extradite a foreign journalist to face criminal charges for publishing truthful information. This is a big deal, people. When our own government is trying to push an international journalist to do this, it is a big deal. We have no authority in other countries. On the other side, take a stand on the conclusion. Don't put it in.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're in the final segment here. Buckle up, we're in the home stretch here. We're talking Julian Assange, the arrest that has taken place today there in London. Finished out with a couple of things that it has transpired here. You remember that Donald Trump praised WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. Now, look, let's be fair, okay? Because I had some guys on Facebook message and say, you know, they're hopeful. Well, maybe the Trump administration is sort of playing these charges kind of low in order to protect Julian Assange. Well, maybe they are, okay? I'm not so trusting of the Trump administration any more than I am the Obama administration. And I'll tell you why. President Trump, then candidate Trump, promised you to prosecute Hillary Clinton. That's what he promised you, the American people. Looked you in the eye and said it. And as soon as he won, he said, you owe her a debt of gratitude for her public service. Now, I don't know about you, but that's like the guy taking the glove and slapping me in the face in front of 1,000 people. Okay? Just telling you. Then he goes on the next week to 60 Minutes and he says, The Clintons are good people. They're friends of mine. I don't want to hurt them. Really? Hello? Has President Trump talked to Chris Peranto? For those of you who don't know, we had him on the Sons of Liberty. He's one of the guys that you see in the movie 13 Hours, or portrayed in the 13 Hours. He's one of the guys who fought off the Islamic jihadis there in Benghazi because Hillary Clinton wouldn't provide the security that was necessary there, where four Americans died. Where some of his people, some of his close friends, were killed or maimed. You'll never hear President Trump talk about that. You won't. Because it would expose his hypocrisy in this. Okay? You say, Tim, you're just against President Trump. No, I'm for the law. Same thing that Bradley's for. This is what is constantly promoted on here. It is not a political party. It is the law. And if you don't get that, you are either a hard-headed, ignorant person, okay, or you're completely deceived and an idolater. I don't know what to tell you. And sadly, I'm finding that many Trump idolaters are worse than the Obama idolaters. That's the sad part. But let's take an account from people who have been dealing with WikiLeaks and Julian Assange for years. Edward Snowden, he was a whistleblower, right, from the NSA. And I have a friend who's worked for the NSA, okay? He says, quote, the weakness of the U.S. charge against Assange is shocking. The allegation he tried and failed to crack a password during their world-famous reporting has been public for nearly a decade. It is the count Obama's DOJ refused to charge, saying it endangered journalism. And I agree with it. I totally agree with that. There wasn't much I wrote about that was good from the Obama administration. I can think of maybe one or two stories I actually wrote that were actually good, I thought, from the Obama administration. But I agree with this assessment by Edward Snowden. Journalist Glenn Greenwald, look, he's a sodomite. He's a practicing sodomite. Look at his, you know, tweet. I despise sodomy. I want those people to repent. I want them to know the gospel. I want them to know the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't want them to face what is lawfully should be done to them. Okay? But even Glenn Greenwald, he followed up Snowden's tweet by pointing out, quote, the DOJ says part of what Assange did to justify his prosecution, beyond allegedly helping Manning get the documents, is he encouraged Manning to get more docs for him to publish. Journalists do this with sources constantly. It's the criminalization of journalism. And you know what? Greenwald's right. He's absolutely right. This is a violation of the First Amendment. You said, well, he took things that were national security. You wasn't supposed to have it. He didn't take anything. He received it from people who got it. Okay? And you know what? In almost every case, it is outing corruption and criminality in government. And you know who the people are who don't have their backsides on the hot stove? Government. And you're being manipulated out there if you buy into anything that the mainstream media tells you that Edward Snowden or Julian Assange are the bad guys in this. I mean, I really believe that. I really believe that. You are being manipulated like you cannot believe. And I know what it is. It's a pride thing. A lot of people say, well, I know better. I watch Fox News. I listen to Tucker Carlson. I listen to Sean Hannity. I listen to Rush Limbaugh, so I'm in the know. You know what? I've heard those guys too. And probably I'd like to hang out with them, and I'd probably have a good time with those guys and this, that, and the other. But the fact of the matter is we come down to one thing. What the law is, what the law says, and who's guilty of violating it. And I can tell you right now, it isn't these guys. It isn't these guys. And you better wake up, America, because if you allow them to dirty these guys, the guys who are telling you what is wrong, look, I gladly admit we've got a guy who's gender confused. We've got a guy who is a sodomite. He's an open practicing sodomite, okay, with kids. That's really disturbing. And we have other people reporting on this who probably fall into another a number of other crimes reporting on this. If you don't see past that to see what the truth is, and you want to idolize a guy who is an admitted adulterer over and over again, who's going to infringe on your rights, has promoted to infringe on your rights, and has infringed on your rights, I can't help you. You are so deceived beyond measure. It's kind of like there's a part of me that wants to scream with Peter when he addresses Simon the magician there in the book of Acts and said, "Your money perish with you." Okay, when he thought he could buy the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But my desire is that you would repent, that God would open your eyes to see what's going on, because unless God opens our eyes, people, and I mean the church, and we repent as his people, not the world, but as his people, if we would repent, God would use us as a dagger in the heart of the tyrant that you just can't believe. There's a lot to cover here. I want you to check out another article because I'm running short on time here, but there's just some things in my heart I want to get out that's not part of the article. The one I was quoting from was mine. Matt Agris has an article called "Here's Why the Book Julian Assange Was Holding When He Was Arrested Is Vitally Important." You need to check that out. You really need to check that. That was one of the first things I noticed in the pictures was the book that he was holding. But I want to tell you this, and listen to me very, very carefully. I have people saying, well, this is to make Israel great again. This is, you know, all about Israel. Trump is a supporter. Well, look, I don't mind recognizing the country, Jerusalem, as their capital. Fine. Knock yourself out. That's great. If the country's going to recognize that, we should recognize that. That's not a big deal. Okay? Israel is not out from under God's law because the modern day Israel is not God's people. You people really need to listen to what the Old Testament says, one, and two, what the New Testament says, specifically the book of Galatians. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you have the faith of Abraham, therefore you're the sons of Abraham. Therefore, Ephesians 2, you have been made part of the commonwealth of Israel. Doesn't matter who your mom and daddy was, that never has mattered to God. Do you have the faith of Abraham? With 10 seconds remaining, I'm going to tell you, stop listening to the state-controlled media. Look to your Bible. Listen to what the Lord Jesus Christ says. God, look to what the Lord says. And you will see clearly through the propaganda on this 20 hours of and
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.